חזניש, זה ספר אמונה וביטחון. He writes down that starts with a marshal who says that the halacha is machriya de musa. He says, is it more than Basra? And when the lambda itinokis is no din of paskas lechiyusi. You're allowed to open a cheder near someone else's cheder. So he says, if Louis Tzula Moshal is a cheder in the city, and Numa Lamdim open a new school, and the Teva of the Velt is, but it's a new school, everyone moves to the new school. The Chaznish, because Alamo, everyone moves to the new one. Thus is, if you can't tell of the other, Sveim Rotzen, Ma'is Yashnus, Kofsu Kulam Ala Orchim Machadoshim. So the mekupochim, the people that lost their jobs, they start to be roid of the new ones, they start to speak Lashonore, Rechiles, Machlekes. So if the halacha would be that the other people were not allowed to open the cheder, so they were right. However, the halacha is that they're allowed to open. There's no issue. And when you speak Lashonore at them. So what the first people have to believe? That is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is what Bitochon is Mechayev. So the first people have to believe that everything what happened to them is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. What do you mean? But like we said, we know that if there's a new school open near the old school, for sure the first school will be closed. This is the Metzius. You know, if you go around the world, you see the Chush. So for sure that they're the cause. What the Pshat is, if a pialocha they're not allowed to, take a tainander. If they're allowed to. So the Baal Bitochon has to believe that what happened to him happened because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. Not because he decided that the guy decided to cause me a hezek, so the mayor I got a hezek. This is what the Baal Bitochon has to believe. So he had, for sure. Now, I want to be mad that they say from Rav Volbe, that Rav Volbe said once that if someone comes to a bus stop, he comes late to the bus stop. Well, you know, he misses the bus. So he says, look, Bashalt na shumayim that I missed the bus. Rav Volbe said, no, Bashalt, you're lazy. You came late, but not in Bashalt. You came late, you lost the bus. No, you missed the bus, no shaykhas. Yeah. I know, Bitochen a lot of times, people use Bitochen for laziness, for not to try to do ishtadlis. A person has to know every time where is the line in between bitochen and laziness. And for sure, this is our avodah. I'll tell you a marshal of bitochen. It was a levaya yesterday of a Moshe Shapira. So, okay, you know, so Shurim finished a bit earlier for letting their Rabbein to go to the levayas. Yaitse with this, but Lama Shalem. But the Kalma Koyim. So I finished a little bit later for that reason. I said, no, I'll manage anyway. But the Kalma Koyim. So okay, I got to the Leviat. So I got a bit late, I got to the Leviat. So when I came in, the Leviat was starting to leave. So I started to walk. It was in Shuafat. I started to walk. I walked in 10 minutes. And the guy stopped, I was walking with some bachur together. And the guy stops near me, he lives near me in my roof. He said, I'll take you a ride. He was going outside from the top of Shuafat. I told him, you know, I just came late, you know. Just 10 minutes, you know, to be in the Levi, only for 10 minutes. I feel if I came a bit late, the right thing is that at least I will walk for half an hour on Shuafat to walk the whole Shuafat. But we have to understand. And the way out is such traffic, there's no way to get out. You know, I'm I don't think it's the right thing if I came especially to the Levaya to leave after 10 minutes. I'm not sure. So I'm starting to walk, and it's cold, and I'm walking. Slowly, all the traffic stuck. You almost get the outside of Shua Flat, then there's nothing to take. You're stuck there, everyone. And towards the end already, I have to find a ride to get back home. So I was walking with a bacher. He was asking every car if it was an empty space. The cars were standing. People were walking, the cars were stuck there. Every car, I didn't want to take. We're carrying on walking, and we're walking, and we're walking. And we get Mamash till the end of the shofar, through the end where we have to go. The guy says, someone says it's a ride. So I go in. He lives in Arnav. He drove me through my house, through my door. Now, I'm not saying that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu begs people to have rides to the house. I'm telling you, a lot of times I had to pay taxis, A lot of times I couldn't get a taxi. But I mean, if I had a ride to my house, and I would not take that ride, because the ride thing is to walk for another 20 minutes, so when I finish, the ride will be there to take me exactly to the same place. There's no tzad that because I decided to stay 20 minutes, I will lose. It doesn't mean that every time a person in life will see it. And it doesn't mean that every time in my life I see it. Nochum is called Nochum Ish Gamzu. Why Nochum is called Nochum Ish Gamzu? If you would ask me, what is the Ma'ale of Nochum? He said Gamzu L'Toyba. So what does the name have to be? Nochum Ish Gamzu L'Toyba. But Gamzu could be Gamzu L'Ro. So why is it called Nochum Ish Gamzu? Gamzu is garnished. Some people say because he was living in a city that's called Gamzu. But it's wrong, because the city was in the name of him. People have it wrong. It's not the answer. So why is it called Nochum Ish Gamzu? So it's brought down that Nochum told us a yesoid and a munim. No one explained it. I'm telling you that story that, yesterday, Levaya. And you could say, it's a guy who likes to say stories. Maybe it's also true. But the vote is, this is what Nochum told us. You take a little story. And the bottom I was going there, the whole time before we found the ride, I told them, don't worry, we'll be a ride, it will take me to the house. Don't worry. So we have the Rishtalas, you have to ask every car that can take us. But in the end, someone will take me to the house. What is this? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu in life gives a person hundreds of nisyonos. Now I'll read soon a keta from the Chazon Ish on the Baal Bitochon, how he loses it in a minute, the whole bitochon that he has. But every person in life, the whole time, has these sparks that show him that the Ribbono Shel Olam is running the world. The whole time he has the sparks. The koyach of Nochum was, he took some of them that looked very bad, and when he saw that it became good, he adapted them, and every time he said, Gamzu L'Toyvo, this will also work out good. A lot of times, and I want to explain, is Rabbi Akiva called the Ovid Rachmona L'Tav Ovid. It's a much higher madrega. We are not holding yet in the level of Rabbi Akiva of Kol Da'ovid Rachmona L'Tavavi. But we are holding at the level of the Madrege of Nochum Ish Gamzu. Nochum Ish Gamzu tells us, I saw Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer, Ochis Ish. Ochis Yoshe, And he has a lot of an emuna. And again, he brings like 5-6 stories from different stories of the Gdolim. Different interesting stories. The Achosi, someone wanted to kill him, put his head inside the window. The window became small, he couldn't take out his head. Chazon Ish was going into war, soldiers, different stories. Mamash like Mamash Moisi. I could stop and take the life of these Gdolim and tell you hundreds of terrible things that happened. It's not like we don't know, the Achosi, his life was gold. Chazon Ish didn't have kids. We can tell you a package of tzaras. So what is big in these stories? Someone says, well, Kivayegyo. But the answer is, from these things that we see the Ashgoch, is what we have to teach ourselves to learn that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is Be'etzem, the Yesod of Bala Emuna and Bala Bitoch. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person enough sparks to hold himself with the Emuna and Bitochon in life. And if he loses his sparks, and he doesn't use them, and later in life he finds life very hard, and he will come up to the Shemayim, and he will say, my life was terrible, they will tell him, you had enough sparks to see the Emuna and Bitochon. You had enough. You had to see it. You had to see the Ashgoche. Why didn't you see the Ashgoche? I, in a million things, I don't see it. But I'm showing you. I'm showing you. And I'll explain. Well, I like to talk about what I'm chazik myself. I'm going to this Levaya. Till I get, where I get it. Yeah, the guy stops me when I will take you to Arnof. I don't need the guy to stop me. I just came to the Levaya. It was a whole tirchah because it was late and I had to come to the bed. I came from being in the Levaya. I didn't come from leaving after 10 minutes. And yeah, the guy didn't have to stop near me and say, listen, I'm going to Arnof. Come, I'll take you. And I'll say, no. He said, no, no, come, I'll take you. Hashem sent him to shake me. And to say, no, I'm staying, even though I have a right to Arnof. Nothing, it's mamish. Later I got a right to Arnof. What is a right to Arnof? No, what do you mean? I could afford a taxi. There's no taxi there, actually. But no, Mishane. The Hainu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol kulo, it was a message, if you do the right thing, don't think that you will lose. Now it's nothing. You could not even think about it, not even remember that a guy offered you a ride and just go ahead. And the hallway said, I had a ride, I was about to, the whole 5 minutes, I was walking on some walking for half an hour. Like, was I ride? I gave up the ride, the hallway said, we'll see, we will not lose. And I just went walking the whole time. There was no reason the guy would stop near me to offer me a ride. And then, again, it doesn't mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu will decide at that time to show me. It could be that in the end, I will not get the ride. I will not be zeichet to see now the Ashgoch. If we would live a shkocha 24 hours, nishkin chokhma to be a yid, nishkin chokhma to keep the Torah mitzvahs. But our chokhma is, our gamzu letoivo, is to take the emunah, that's what the Chazon Ish says. Chazon Ish brings down, u'mashanu roim b'chayim, we see in life, Ruben ish musori, v'zimra sabitochen al dal sfosov. תמיד מגנה אסרוי והשתבלוס ומתאי וסרדיף אחר הפרנוס אמנם הוא איש מצליח לא יחסר ללקוחויס אין הזוק גלו והשתבלס אמנם אוי יבוס הביטוח והנה לפתע you could find this Reuven that is the first about the Tochen מסלח השימנה הרוב is sitting with all of his friends and all of his yoyatzim, how that this guy wants to do something to him, how? They ask him, what do the guy wants to do? The guy wants to open a store in the same street. And he's so sad. In the beginning he's embarrassed to tell people that it bothers him because he's about to talk. Slowly, slowly, he stops to be embarrassed. Slowly, slowly, he starts to do things, and one day you find him in the middle of the night burning down the other store. The Chaznish says, and this is the way we are. If we don't work on the bitachon, and we don't sit every time that we have a bitachon, and speak to ourselves, we believe, when the test comes, we will fail. And not only that, he makes up that it's Hashem Shomayim. even the Be'etzim. Yeah. He says again, if you're aloha, the other guy is wrong, you're allowed to take it to the interior or not. But what if the other guy is not wrong? He says, you can make your store to be better, you can start to give out things in your store. But to be mazik yeres parnasa, you don't have a head. Pitom, you lost the midas habitochon, and you were working so strong in midas habitochon. So the key of midas habitochon is to live bitochon, to live it, to try to understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you the siyata dishmaya, and that is the hashkafa of bitochon. I mentioned in the Chumash here, I want to mention again because for me this was a big lesson of Midas HaBitochen. I'm a Rav of Shul, Ramat Eshkol. They were doing on the Hanukkah a very big campaign to raise $1 million for the Shul. Why they were doing it? It was two Talmidim that came here for Yachikale, came to my house. They said they wanted to help. He said, but the only way we will make a campaign. What you will have to do is you will have to put your name on the campaign. That we will push the campaign, and you have to do this, and you have to do that. You know, they got me into it. And, you know, and the campaign started, and it was very successful. You know, a person has a campaign that is successful. It's not so good, it's not even a lot of money yet, but you know, it becomes in our world today, you know, high tech is a whole zach, and everyone gets into it. And, you know, sometimes a person has some feelings that, okay, you know, Baruch Hashem, I'm tichtig, you know, I know how to pull it through. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a double message. It was the last day of the campaign. I was sitting at second seder. I made up to live with someone. You know, the mice has a couple of hours left, and the mice said, it's very nice, but we're not holding dear yet. I was supposed to call people, not to call. I went to learn. And then I came out the second seder, I looked at my phone, and I saw a missed call from an Israeli not kosher number. So I said, oh, who it is? It's not what we get to. I got a message because I was davening in the shul, because I thought some of the guys coming to complain, but, you know. I tried to call him back, there was no answer. So he calls me back later, 7 o'clock. And he says, you know, I was walking in the street of Chof Paran. It's a restaurant there, I was eating there. When I finished, you know, I have a yotzeh to my mother, I had to daven mincha. But someone told me, there's a trailer here, you can daven mincha inside. I went into daven mincha. My mother, the yotzeh, my mother, and I look at the wall. I see there's a sign, one more day for the campaign. So I went out and I asked him, who's the rabbi of the shul? They told me, your name? I have three nephews that learn by you. I got your number. Tell me how much you're missing for the campaign. So I told him, $25,000. And they had the same word, but that's what I said. So he told me, okay, this is my credit card number, swipe it, and I finish the campaign, it's over. So the first thing is, you know, I took a number, I did it right away. To make sure, you know. And it went through. So then I asked him if he minds that the mice, we have another couple hours, we could raise more money, and people will not know that we finished the campaign. If you hear that, no, I will not tell it to no one. He says, but in the Shemai, my mother will know that I'm the one that finished the campaign. I said, for sure. Well, the Shemai is out of Mavis. So he said, no problem. So we carried out the campaign, and then, you know, when we finished, he added the 35 and the million. The kids are my said, so first, I had a lot of chizuk to myself. What I felt. So you feel, wow, Gevaldik, yeah? And yeah, I called my father, and I said, my father, I got the biggest musa shmuz of my life today. What? I said, I'm doing for a whole 2 weeks, shtadlis. People are doing shtadlis for me. You know, campaign. Try to raise money. But Shmuel told me, if I want to send you money, a crazy guy will walk in the street, will walk in the shul. He never met you in his life. I don't know who he is. Later I found out he never gives money out of the city. His nephew told me that. The reason he didn't ask him, because if you would ask him, he will give you a dao. And he will decide to give you, and he will call you, and you will not be available. And you will call him, and you will not be available. Finish, come out, it's ready to be after the altar. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, the guy will give you. So it doesn't mean that you don't have to do ishtadlus. Avad is the inyan to do ishtadlus to the Torah mitzvah. But what is the message? You think you raised $1 million, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to help you. Not Nissen Kaplan could raise $1 million. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes Nissen Kaplan. Maybe he has a different reason to give it then. But there's no shyness to the person. There's no, you have to go around, I managed to do it, no shyness to you. Hashem showed me that be'erech. And I'll tell you two more things. And forget Musa that I got, maybe. Chaznish says the biggest Baal Bitochon, Pitom loses himself. Then, you know, I called him that I want to go to see him. He says he lives in Passaic, but here in Passaic Cliff, but he has a house called Elisha. So I said, I'll come over tomorrow, I'll drink l'chaim together. So I went over there. He told me in the phone that he wants it, you know, we'll put something in Nishmas' mother. So I kept, I thought, you know, what I'll do is just his mother. I said, maybe, you know, the man said, I will give him the Aron HaKodesh. I said, that's $100,000. Say, we'll work it out. I took a picture of the Aron HaKodesh in my pocket. I said, I'll go, we'll see what will happen. And I come in. I tell him, you know, I'm speaking to that. And I say, you know, there's the outside. No, he's speaking to that. And then his wife comes over, you know, the whole family sits there. And so also some two parents and someone shared that one of his nephews. And like I was speaking, and before even what I said, so I said over that, you know, I got mixed up, you know, the outside of his mother, I got, you know, I thought someone else. I a little bit messed it up. You know, names is not my strong. So like I apologized a little bit. I'm like very not comfortable. Yeah, the whole thing is that Elisha's his mother. So the other people there in the room told me, we don't understand why you apologize. Everything is mashamah. There's no reason you'll be sitting here. There's no reason he won't give you the money. And you're having now a mistake and you feel nervous that he made a mistake. Well, why do you feel nervous, Michal? You did something wrong? This book was letting you to talk. Why are you nervous? Why are you apologizing? I'm sorry, I missed, you know, I'm trying to get out of it. Yeah? So anyway, so the guy told me, I wanted to tell you how much Siyad HaDishmaya. So he went to fix what the other person is saying. You don't understand how much Siyad HaDishmaya. Chutzal, I never give to this thing. But when I saw the sign, it said $900,000, last day of campaign. I thought I would call. I would have to give $100,000. I came home, I told my wife, cheap deal, $35,000. So I said, it's so interesting, I'm mamish came out to ask me for $100,000. This is the amount, I have everything written down with me. Then, you know, that is the price. So the mazel tov, you got it. And he gave me $100,000. So, but what is the message? The message is, you could go around the world and work really hard. And go around and feel, wow, it's an amazing thing what you could do. Because Baruch Hu tells you, I could show you in 2 minutes. If I want, one guy could give you the whole money also. And if not, it will not happen. But with that was the message. That was the Haskell. And I told him that I want to thank you for the money. And I said, for the money, you know, a lot of people can give me money. But the Musa Haskell that you gave me in life, and after 2 weeks of working, I got the message, it's not me, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you are a shliach for that Musa. I said, that is worth me more than $135,000. But again, Halachas Havamah says, Halachas Chazanish says, it could be the biggest Baal Bitochon. And a minute later, something will happen in your life, and you will start to do wrong ishtadlus. Now, the Baal Bitochon, the Chazanish says, doesn't stay for a minute. doesn't stay for a minute. And you have to consist it. Gam zu letoivo. Gam zu letoivo. This is what the job of the person is the whole time. Gam zu letoivo. Gam zu letoivo. That is the tafkid of a person. And if a person doesn't, now I want to tell you, the Chazanish in the Moon of the Bitochas, that I ought to take the Sefer to learn, speaks out that when the Nisoyer comes, it's very hard to work on Bitoch. When a lot of people in little Nisoyers turn to Bitoch, it's in default, it's not real Bitoch. Because that's what to do, that's what we talk. When you don't even, everyone, when he doesn't know what to do, chabitoch. First he tries and tries and tries, chabitoch. This is gosh. To work at bitochim is before it happens. Now again, so I was telling this person that took me the ride, and so, you know, he wanted me to say something. I paid for my trip. I told him the mindset, then he said, you know, I'll drop your mamash in the house because I lose the street. I said, now you mamash from a chazik mabitoch. So then he was telling me the volbus thing that we come late to the bus stop, not every time. I'm asking, doesn't mean that a person has to be lazy, but he said he doesn't have a chavrusa. Chavrusa didn't show up. Okay, happy talking, but someone else will come over to live with you. You know, Hashem wants you to go over and try to find someone and beg someone to live with you. Yes. Don't say bitoch. But when your chavrusa cancels, to be upset with him, that is a stira bitoch. When he canceled, he canceled. He's wrong. Could be he's wrong to cancel. The clap that you got is the boira oilo. Could be that guy is wrong and that you have to do something to the guy that is starting up with you and you have to take him to basin, you have to take him to court, you have to write the film. Could be a lot of things that you have to do. But I'm not saying that a person will say, okay, no, I want to build a shul. So if Hashem wants, he will give me a couple $1 million. Still, a person has to do ishtabas. But the hard part is to understand in the head. That it's the boyoy. To understand in the end that it's the boyoy. It looks that it's you. Again, you have to do the ishtablis. If you have more ishtablis than you can do, you have to do more ishtablis. Everyone in the field of Rigosai. Aber gam zu letoivo. And if the Tanoim used it, Nochum Ishgatsu used it. And he said, gam zu letoivo, gam zu letoivo. This is what he did. We have to do the same thing. To say gam zu letoivo. And to say again gam zu letoivo. If a person will say again and again gam zu letoivo, he will get used to it. And when the Nisayan comes, he's ready. When the Nisayan comes, he's ready. I'll tell you, it's a big avoidant. But a person could train himself. Again, not to be lazy, because if you're lazy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not help you. Just to say, okay, I want everything to come to me. Could be, not like that. A lot of times you don't deserve that it will get to you. We have a lot of mistakes in our world. We think bitachon means tomorrow I'll have $1 million, and I'll have a car, and I'll have a house. Could be your life, the exactness of you to be poor. But it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not no one else is doing it to you. And when you're doing, you're right, you have to have ishtalas, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you to do ishtalas. But remember that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if you remember that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, you'll seek a Seder. Person, Chavos Avov says that one of the Yesedas for Hatzlocha and learning is to have bitochen. Chavos Avov explains why. It says a lot of people have in learning, to be lectach in learning, you have to have Yishuv Hadas. Kirdas are shter Yishuv Hadas. You know, when you bochim, it's easier. You have kirdas politically, you know. France politics, we're doing Shabbos, you know, that is the max of tefillah that you have. Chavrut, when you get older, how I will live, I don't know what to give to my kids, I don't know what to do here, I don't know what to do here. It's a problem. And life, a lot of times, is a problem. So maybe you can't learn. But when a person has a bitochon zek b'chavis alavavis, so he relies on the Rebbeinu Shelo. He will do what he could do. But more from what he could do, he knows that he can't do. Sometimes he's not sure how much he has to do, how much ishtavlis he has to do. But when a person gets used to, I'm trying to do what I can do, and I'm doing the best that I can do, and to believe that when he manages, it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then he has the emunah v'bitoch v'bayir ha'olam. And I'm saying, boom, this Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me twice this week to feel the bitoch, the hashgocha v'bayir ha'olam. But I'm saying everyone has that. Everyone has the moments, the sparks that they call it. And if you collect the sparks and you live with them, it gives you a koyach to go weiter and weiter as a shabbos.